Two big stories out of the State Capture Commission today. Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo starting proceedings today by announcing that Dudumeyeni will be charged for revealing the identity of Mr. X, a secret whistleblower, during her testimony recently. Also, Joburg Mayor Jeff Makubo, he's on the stand at the State Capture Commission today. Firstly, have a listen to what Justice Zondo said about Dudumeyeni earlier.
A few weeks ago, Ms. Dudumeyeni gave evidence via video link in this commission, and in the process of her evidence, disclosed the identity of a witness whose identity I had ordered should not be disclosed. Subsequently, she furnished the commission with an affidavit in which she explained her conduct. Since then, the legal team has looked at her affidavit. I've looked at her affidavit, and I have instructed the legal team to assist the secretary and prepare the documentation necessary so that the secretary of the commission can lay a criminal complaint against Ms. Dudumeyeni for the police to investigate a possible contravention of either Section 5 of the Commissions Act or Regulation 9 of the regulations of the commission.
Justice Zondo there speaking about Dudumeyeni and what's going to happen. So she's facing criminal charges. At the moment at the commission, the Joburg mayor, he's currently giving evidence. This week, the commission heard damning evidence by forensics company ENS, putting Jeff Makubo at the center of payments that were made by technology company EOH Holdings. Earlier this week, ENS director Stephen Powell told the commission that investigators found that Makubo's company was contracted and paid by EOH even after he became the ANC Joburg treasurer and the MMC for finance. Powell also presented some of the emails between Makubo and EOH's Patrick Makubedi. Have a listen now to Jeff Makubo taking the stand earlier today and giving evidence.
So we wanted to put on record that we're here to answer questions, clear things that are on the public discourse. And of course, I'm in the political space. There will be political issues, but I'm here to assist the commission where possible. You know, I acknowledge that I'm duty bound to come and assist the commission by the position I hold, even though the issues that are being referred to, I precede my time in government and, of course, being the executive mayor. But I understand that the current role brings attention to the matters and actually elevates the matters to be matters of public importance, even though they happened prior to me holding this position. So we just wanted to put that that we are fully behind the commission.
Joburg Mayor Jeff Makubo taking the stand earlier. Let's speak now to Ntokwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, who's watching the State Capture Commission for us. Ntokwana, let's talk first about Dudumeyeni. Zondo starting proceedings today saying that she's going to be facing criminal charges. And this, of course, is due to her testimony about Mr. X.
That's correct, Mandy. Remember that when you watched Dudumeyeni actually mentioning Mr. X's name repeatedly, and this was after the commission apparently had told her that there are reasons why Mr. X's identity is being protected. And so she took a bit of time and then repeatedly mentioned his name. So, and the Deputy Chief Justice tried several times to stop her, but she still continued. And even afterwards, after she had been warned that this was in contravention of the Commission's Act and the regulations of the Commission, she still said his name, but then said, because she's so used to calling him by his name, you know, it's a mistake. However, the Deputy Chief Justice says now he has received her submissions from her legal team and he has considered them. And I suppose he doesn't find them enough. So as a result, he is instructing the Secretary of the Commission to take instructions from the legal team and lay a criminal complaint. And so this is the same wording, Mandy, as you can hear, as that of the criminal complaint that will be made against former President Jacob Zuma. So the Deputy Chief Justice taking a hard stance.
And Ntokwana, just briefly, the Joburg mayor, he's currently facing questions about payments from EOH into a company he owned, also the relationship with regiments. Briefly take us through that.
Well, I think the key thing to note so far is that what he said is that the contract with the city of Johannesburg started in 2005. This was 3 years before he became ANC Johannesburg treasurer. And then it was supposed to end in 2011, which is the time that he then became MMC for finance. But the key thing to ask is when this happened, when he became MMC for finance, why didn't he then ensure that he took out, you know, care of the conflict of interest that appeared to have been happening? He's answering that now, but from what I can tell you, Mandy, it is the fact that that contract didn't end as it was supposed to in 2011, and his company, Molelwane, continued to draw 10% out of the fees that were paid to Regiment Capital. He's trying to explain to the Deputy Chief Justice why it was that his resignation from the company was delayed. He's trying to say that because it's not a PTY Limited and because it's a CC or closed corporation, it was more difficult for him. But we still have to hear the answer of why it was that as MMC for Finance, who was the overarching authority in terms of contracts for finance, and this was a finance contract, he didn't find it prudent for him to actually ensure that he took care of the, you know, the conflict of interest to ensure that his company didn't continue to draw money from that particular contract.
And Ntokwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, thanks for that update. To Jeff Makubo, the Joburg mayor, he's in the hot seat at the Zondo Commission today.